live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot to get into here on the show today. Friday, going to be an opportunity for you to give us a call about whatever is on your mind over the last couple of days. The phone number today, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. You can also call toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Send us text messages today at 425-780-7566. We already have people on the line today. A lot to get into. The Hell in a Cell card for WWE beginning to take shape. Got a couple of matches for that show already. Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella versus Miz Maurice. We've got AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe and more to come. I'm sure something involving Charlotte and Becky Lynch. Got NXT tapings. We won't give any spoilers for the NXT tapings, but I will spoil one chant that took place at the NXT tapings. And what I think about that, with, as noted, without giving any spoilers. We also have some notes on the WWE Evolution pay-per-view. Big Cass, some news on him. AAA Triple Mania 26 is coming up on Saturday, and you can watch it on Twitch. We're going to give you information on how to watch that show. We also will be joined today in the final segment of the show by Mike Quackenbush. He's going to be talking the King of Indies, and a number of other topics as well. Mike Quackenbush joins us on the show today. You're always welcome to send questions to him, to me, via any of the outlets that I gave you earlier, the phone numbers, the text message line, or Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. So all of that news and so much more. And of course, when we come back from the break today, we will have our daily fable as we attempt to help those on the writing crew of WWE figure out how to write a damn story. And by those on the creative team, I am including today the Road Dog, Jesse James. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, head to O'Reilly Auto Parts and take advantage of the Do It Right rebate. Stop by and purchase a set of Brake Best Select brake pads and two Brake Best Select rotors and you'll receive a $25 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, enjoy quiet, safe, worry-free braking. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Come on, let's ride.
Hey, guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know, we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats as the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with some of our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. Be sure and check out our new lineup of G3 Boats at your local dealer or visit us at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Life.
Looking at me. Look at that, look at how they're looking at me. Eyes all sticking like honey on bees.
Yeah.
Look at that, look at how they're looking at me.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I'm not sure what Aesop would have thought of that song. The Ass and the Grasshopper. Allow me to repeat myself. The Ass and the Grasshopper. An ass, having heard some grasshoppers chirping, was highly enchanted, and desiring to possess the same charms of melody, demanded what sort of food they lived on to give them such beautiful voices. They replied, the dew. The ass resolved that he would only live upon dew, and in a short time died of hunger. It's logical. Makes sense. It's a paragraph long, for crying out loud. Mike, your boy the road dog, would you like to comment or should I?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say. Apparently I'm blocked by the road dog, who decided to respond to me after blocking me. And apparently, I don't know if this is a challenge to me. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Please tell me he challenged you to a fight.
He apparently blocked me and then tweeted, I'd love to meet you. I just want to say hello with a waving hand. And I'm not sure what that means, but I know that we have mutual acquaintances on Twitter, Jeff Jarrett being one of them. Jim Cornette, I believe, is one of them. Jim Ross, I'm sure, is one of them as well, too. So if you do want to meet me so incredibly badly just to say hello, just go ahead and reach out through one of them. I'm sure they can get to me, and we can just both keep the same energy now, can't we?
Is this really what this has come to?
Who knows?
Is it really? He wants to meet you?
I guess so. You know what? I'm fine with that.
Listen, all I got to say is there's a mute function on Twitter that I use all the time, because I feel that like 98% of the time there's no use arguing on Twitter, and the road dog was in an impossible situation, because the road dog is not the guy. He's really, honest to God, not the guy in charge of SmackDown.
Exactly.
Vince McMahon's the guy in charge of SmackDown. So
yes,
this story here, listen, the road dog, I know a lot of people like to get on the road dog, okay? The road dog is not a dumb guy.
No.
However, when he was challenged to discuss the Charlotte Becky storyline, and his response on Twitter was, that's not the story that we were telling. That's the story that you wanted to hear.
Turn Charlotte, on the gaslight.
Charlotte had to climb the same mountain as Becky. I looked through the responses, like every fan, every single fan pointed out, Road Dog, they didn't climb the same mountain. Becky had to beat the entire roster for like 3 straight months. Charlotte waltzed in and was gifted one non-title match, and the next thing she knows, she's in the match, okay? That's not the story you guys told. Like, you can pretend that you told a different story, but the people that actually watch SmackDown, that's not the story that you told. So he was in a situation where either A, he can choose to be a company man, defend the product, and come across like an idiot, or we are led to believe that, in fact, he is an idiot. So, like, he should have just said nothing. Because it was a no-win situation to defend that storyline. Now, you have a few fans here that are defending it, but, I mean, they're stupid. I mean, the story that was told, if you watch that show every week, was that Becky was a plucky babyface who was unfairly, her friend was unfairly being added to this match. That's it. That's the story they told. I don't know what you want me to do.
At no point in my life, I don't think I've ever broken bad on an Armstrong family member. I wouldn't. And that's what makes this even more disappointing, that he is out there in front of this thing for God knows what reason, other than if he was ordered to do it, that would be one thing. If he's doing it of his own volition, well, you know what? If you want to put yourself out there and then gaslight your fan base by going, no, what you saw isn't really true. I mean, because there's no pro wrestling spin you can put on, well, you got to wait out the story. They haven't done enough with their stories to build up any faith with any of their fans, to the point where almost, I don't know anyone. I'm sure there were a couple of stands in there that were defending everything, but most people were pointing out logical gaps into the story, including why nobody in the world should feel bad about what Becky Lynch did. And the response to that is still, well, no, what you saw isn't really what you saw, and we're telling the story, and all this other BS and hand-waving that goes on that usually leads to nothing. In fact, almost always leads to nothing, whether they spin it in the future or not. I mean, look at how they spin the Daniel Bryan story. They just wipe out completely the Wyatt's part of that deal and everything else, and like, oh, yeah, look at the story. I'm sure they'll do that with this one, too. You know, years from now, would this, most of it will never happen in WWE land. The problem is, fans are sitting here watch this stuff happen week after week after week, to character after character after character, and Becky Lynch is just the latest one. I don't think they ever would have expected this pushback, but what, I mean, that would also provide them paying attention to their fans and the people that they like Becky Lynch.
Now some news here. Access TV premiering New Japan's Return to America, Fighting
Spirits. So keep
Spirits
that same energy.
Unleashed.
You hear?
On Friday, October 5th. So it will not be airing live. New Japan World commentator Kevin Kelly will make his Access TV debut, filling in for Josh Barnett.
I like him.
He'll be teaming with the Wrestling Hall of Famer Jim Ross.
Like him, too.
I had a conflicting event with one of my fighters in Japan, said Josh Barnett. Otherwise, I'd be there to call the event. And I have my partner Jim Ross is back, as always. I'll be back next time. The actual show, takes place September 30th at the Walter Pyramid, California State University, Long Beach. Headlined
Jay White, obviously.
Headlined by IWGP US Heavyweight Champion Juice Robinson, defending his title against Cody. The G1 tournament is airing every Friday night on Access TV. The tournament finale premieres September 28th. With Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Kota Ibushi, one of the greatest matches in the history of the G1. Some would argue maybe the greatest finals perhaps. And you can check all of that out on Access TV.
Those guys have been some pretty good stories over the last couple of years, haven't they?
Not bad. No. Not bad. I mean, listen, it's not just because, how can I say this? Forget it. People mishear everything. I mean, to me, if I can figure out...
Now, hey, look, speak truth. Whether they
okay,
want to
I'll tell
it
you.
Or screw it up,
I'll tell you. When I watched the G1, when Tanahashi and Okada went to a draw in that tournament, and Tanahashi went on to win, I mean, it was so patently obvious where they should go next. Tanahashi, who has not beaten Okada in years, and could only go to a draw with him in the tournament, and then went on to win the tournament... Obviously, the next big match has to be Tanahashi defending the briefcase against Okada. Can he finally beat the guy? Well, guess what? That's the next big match. I'm not saying it's great because that's what I thought of. The only reason I thought of it was because it was what made the most sense. And that's where they're going. So, yeah, good for them. We got a million text messages here. And I want to address one. This is not a spoiler for Full Sail, but everybody's been asking about it. And again... This is logical what's going on here. Got a bunch of people asking here. What do you make of the NXT fans turning on Johnny Gargano? Do you think he has lost too many NXT title matches? So, What happened was, at the tapings, I won't tell you who beat who, what happened, matches, anything like that. All I'll tell you is one line from the spoiler report. The crowd gave Gargano the business with Johnny Failure chants and a goodbye song as he left the ring.
Ouch, babe.
Now, all I can tell you is this. For like 2 months now, I have said, the guy's, he's got to be turning heel. Like the whole way they've been doing this, dating back to the prior takeover, they're building up to Johnny just losing his mind and going crazy. I can explain why if you want after the break, but the point of this is, I'm not surprised at all the fans chanted this. That's what they should be chanting in this story. Unlike on SmackDown, where they just reject every angle. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here notes, yes, Becky beat every single heel on SmackDown in order to get a title shot. She had wins from the past already over Naomi. The only person Becky has not beaten on the roster is Zelina Vega and Asuka. And by the way, Charlotte, upon returning from being gone for like 2 months, was coming off back-to-back losses to Carmella. This is not the same mountain that they climbed in this alleged story. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Well, Brian, you should feel bad about people getting banned on Twitter because Vic Hulk Hogan and Shawn Michaels had me blocked on Twitter.
You've got to be kidding me.
Doesn't Charlotte Flair do the gimmick that she's the dirtiest player in the game because Becky had that match won at SummerSlam, was about ready to make Carmella tap out, and Charlotte came from behind with that natural flex, like a sneaky heel.
She did, like a sneaky heel. That's exactly
what
happened.
I saw with my two eyes when I was watching it on the TV.
I saw it too, Ryan. No wonder Hulk Hogan blocked you.
What is going on here? All this rational thought.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Ryan, I got to thank you. It's because of you. Well, I should know if I should thank you now that I think about it. It's because of you that Disco Inferno ended up my partner this past weekend.
What?
Yeah, he brought it up on the show. You weren't there that day. Literally, I announced that Jack Jameson had pulled out, and the very next call was Ryan saying you should get the Disco Inferno.
Actually, I think I was here for that.
Yeah.
Wow, Ryan, thank you.
Yeah, you almost got me killed, Ryan. Thanks. But at least I won.
But can you answer this question about Daniel Bryan? Do you know who he's talking about on page 185 with the wrestler that's related to the WWE diva that's trying to throw the guy out the window?
Wait, on what channel?
What? What are you talking about?
Haven't you read Daniel Bryan's book from a few years ago where he talks about the English wrestlers trying to throw the one wrestler out the window? It's like four or five stories high.
I don't remember this one.
He's related to a WWE diva.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know who that might be. All right, thanks very much for the call. A mystery. Everything was going great, and then a random mystery.
He had to get that one in there. He couldn't have just said, well, you know what, guys, you're welcome. No, he had to get in, hey, that thing about Daniel Bryan that no one knows what the hell he's talking about.
Would you like to be all in this Labor Day, Mike, but could not swing a trip to Chicago? Well, wrestling
funny
travel.
You say that.
Wrestling travel has you covered. Will the Road Dogg be there?
Out here, Dennis Stampin', you know, it wasn't booked.
If you pre-order StarCast on Fight before August 27th, you will be automatically entered for your chance to win the ultimate all-in experience. You and a guest, Mike, you and the Road Dogg could receive airfare to Chicago, a hotel suite for three nights.
I'll bring all the black folks that weren't invited.
Platinum bracelets to StarCast and eat and greet every day at StarCast. Every official meet and greet at StarCast. VIP tickets to the official after party. And best of all, front row tickets to All In. The drawing will happen Monday, August 27th, live on Twitch. Remember, when you order StarCast, you get over 20 live shows, more than 40 hours of content, both live and on demand. Don't miss your chance to win the ultimate all-in experience. Fight.tv/StarCast. That is StarCast with two R's. Pre-order today before it is too late.
Like next year if you do this. Where's Cal? Where's Rich Latta? Where's Rich Fan? Where's Adam and Mike? Damn it. The people.
Know.
Where are the real people?
You can ask Conrad. He's going to be on the show
like
on
Coachella.
Tuesday.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Good. This is like the corporate. This is like when Lollapalooza. Like, you know, this is like Lollapalooza 96. Like, they got Metallica up on stage. You got to take this thing back to the roots. It's all crazy here with this, all these StarCast people. It's a lunacy. Who ever heard of a Stevie Ray podcast? No one. What is he doing podcasts for? What the hell is going on here?
This person here,
Conrad,
says Triple H also rewrote history in his promo on Monday. It's not just a Vince McMahon thing. No, it is a Vince McMahon thing. Here's the thing. When
yes.
Triple H is on Raw, it's a Vince McMahon thing. I mean, when he is down there in Florida doing his NXT television tapings, I mean, I'm sure there are exceptions here and there, like if Vince needs to call somebody up, but he's on his own, dude. He's on his own. He can do whatever he wants. Once he's up there on Raw, he's doing exactly what Vince wants him to do. He's reading exactly what Vince wants him to read.
It's Vince's company and Vince's shows still, period.
That's why you can't blame the Road Dogg for everything. He said something dumb on Twitter. It's not like Road Dogg. It's not like if you got rid of Road Dogg, like they'd hire somebody else who'd be in charge of SmackDown. It's always going to be Vince's show. He's just got his people that do work for him and then report to him at the end to have everything signed off. If Vince thought that Becky turn was stupid, it wouldn't have happened. You could have God writing the storylines on SmackDown. If Vince doesn't like it, it's not going to happen.
Would God be a babyface? That's all I wanted to know. Would Jesus
not
be
on,
a
SmackDown,
on SmackDown.
Not on Raw.
Exactly.
They'd
exactly.
mess it up.
They beat God one time on a pay-per-view, did they not?
Hey, here's probably that one guy again. Brian, you've been ranting about Becky all week. Just forget it. They've made up their mind. You don't know that.
No.
You don't know what they've done until... Move your phone, by the way, Mike. You don't know what they've done until Tuesday.
They've edited the video.
And listen.
What it sounds like.
All I'm doing is responding to calls and text messages that get sent here to this show. Which, by the way, you just sent one about Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Whose phone is that making all that noise?
That is not me, by the way.
It's driving me crazy. Throw everything across the room here. I may as well.
Mm.
This person here says, Shield, have unnamed opponents for the Super Showdown. Thoughts on Undisputed being their opponents? I'd love it.
Oh, God, yes, please.
I would adore that idea.
Mm. And you know what? There's a time where the Shield would not have the numbers advantage. 4-on-3, like heels should be.
This person here says, I won't even read the Becky one. Has the Raw Tag Team Division ever been worse than it currently is?
Well,
I'm sure at some point, but actually, it is very bad right now.
Yeah, it's like the talent is there, but the matches and obviously any effort behind it, it doesn't seem to be. But I think, I mean, talent-wise, again, the ability to have great matches with a lot of these teams on both brands, I mean, it really is there. It's just a matter of, one, it being stale, and two, just there's no effort behind it. And there, look, it's not just WWE. This is a problem with tag teams all over the place. It's a problem in New Japan. It's a problem elsewhere. The lack of support of tag team wrestling in the wrestling business just will always boggle my mind as a kid from the 80s, so influenced by them. You know, we talked about everything with the Hart Foundation not all that long ago with the passing of Jim Neidhart. I mean, tag teams should serve their purpose and should be utilized better and more, and people would be into it. It's hard for me to believe that they wouldn't be. I've seen it happen.
This person here says, can we get an appreciation cheer for the best promoter of all time on his birthday? Happy birthday, Vince McMahon. That's right, it is Vince McMahon's birthday here today.
Hey.
And listen.
Vince.
He is the greatest promoter of all time.
Of almost anything.
And I have a great deal of respect for Vince McMahon because I hope that I, too, can make a tremendous amount of money doing this so that one day when I am terrible at my job, I'll still be number one. Something we can all aspire to.
I guess that's a way to look at it, sure.
Brian and Mike, have you ever been out and seen somebody wearing a Roman Reigns t-shirt? No, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen.
No, I mean, actually not.
Listen.
Unless it was a WWE show, no.
They're not making up Roman Reigns merchandise numbers. Do you understand? They actually are selling all that merchandise. Now, who's buying it? What they do with it? Where these people are? I don't know. But they're not making those numbers up. I've never seen it.
You can hear by the reaction that he gets, because he gets a reaction. Again, you may not like him. It's like the John Cena thing, and I'm not saying it's not direct, you know, parallels to. I mean, lines to both. Okay, they're not tied in together, but it's sort of the same thing. I mean, you can complain about it all you want. If you don't think he should be a top tier guy, that's just false because of the reactions that he gets. You can say you'd like to have Seth Rollins be in the mix or be your champion over Roman Reigns, but you can't deny Roman Reigns a spot.
Person says, are they planning to reunite the Wyatts with Rowan out and the Shield now against Braun 3-on-1? Everybody's suggesting that, but they're on different brands. And usually there's got to be some sort of excuse to switch brands. I mean, there doesn't have to be, but in storyline, that's what they've done of late. So I don't think it's going to happen, but...
Do you think Rowan's size is going to save him if he's out for an extended period of time? Because, and I hate to do this, but like to look at this honestly as sport and the amount of people they have on the roster and the amount of options out there, like would Harper be better off on his own or in a remixed Wyatt
family? Well, he would be, but they're not going to push him like that.
Because Rowan's, I mean, he's going to be out for a significant period of time again, and it's like, man, this was the best opportunity they had, and it's gone. And you can still make hay out of Harper, I think, as a single, even though they probably won't. I don't think you could do that with Rowan.
This person says, regarding Vince, there is an old saying, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Vince is the greatest promoter because everybody else was too stupid. Not really.
There are
a lot of other smart promoters who weren't able to achieve the heights of Vince McMahon. A lot of the promoters were stupid, but Vince was very, 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 very smart. And in some ways today, he's still very smart.
Hey, look,
just not in telling stories anymore.
Bob Arum, he did business with Bob Arum. And I think to the general public, if you said the names Bob Arum, Don King, you know, even P.T. Barnum, you know, those names are going to maybe have more weight. But it's arguable that Vince McMahon, you know, business for business, dollar for dollar, was not more successful than all of them. I mean, again, you can argue it, but the fact that he's lasted as long as he has and just got billion-dollar deals for his TV where the other guys are scrambling, and he's even older than those guys, or damn close to it. I mean, there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, you can take all the shots you want at Vince McMahon, but what he's done from 1983 in buying that company to where it's at now, it's undeniable.
All right, I got a couple of things. Shout out to Impact from last night. This person says, Scarlett Bordeaux becoming my favorite woman in wrestling. Penta versus Callahan was great as
well. Did they kill a kid?
And also, by the way, Twitch, I promise this is the beginning of the show. We're almost out of time here. Twitch announces exclusive live stream of AAA Lucha Libre's Worldwide at Triple Mania 26. Twitch will announce it's partnering with Lucha Libre AAA to air the show tomorrow. Beginning 4:30 Pacific with the main event from 6 to 9 Pacific. Leading up to the pre-show, marathon of Best of Triple Mania. All of this on twitch.tv/LuchaLibre AAA_EN. You can find it, everybody. Just look for it. Back in a moment with Mike Quackenbush, Wrestling Observer Live.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I noticed my neighbor put a broken World's Best Dad mug in the recycling bin by his curb. So I did what anyone would do. Fixed it with some JB Weld Clear Weld Epoxy, then returned the next morning to stand in his yard and drink coffee. He and his family stared out the window at me with confusion, and underneath that, fear. And underneath that, I want to say jealous anger. But underneath that, there was also appreciation for a lesson well learned. Don't toss it. JB Weld it.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I don't know what's going on here, but we're back on the air, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, Mike Sempervivi. Mike Quackenbush is joining us here today. We got a lot to get into. A lot to get into with Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Very, very well. We, just a couple of days ago, had Max Smashmaster on. He was talking King of Trios. It's coming up here very soon, episode 11, if my Roman numerals are correct. The saga ends. A Star Wars motif. What took so long to do this one?
Well, we do them annually, you see. So we only got to episode 11 after getting the previous 10 done. That's pretty much the way it works.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it seems like, I don't know. I hope this one is better, by the way, than the Star Wars world-class show that I watched on the Hidden Gems on the WWE Network last night.
Oh, God.
That was terrible. Holy smokes. Low
well,
bar to hurdle here.
I don't know that they earned the title Hidden Gem. I think they just didn't have another category to put that one in.
That's true. That's true. Should have stayed Hidden Gems, what they should have called it.
Just hidden.
That's right. Well, we don't want to say too many bad things about WWE because, in fact, you were a guest trainer at the Performance Center. But recently, if I recall, how was that experience?
It was terrific. They gave me a free T-shirt. I had a smoothie. They treated me wonderfully.
Wow.
Right? I mean, what more could you ask for? It was such a wonderful learning
job,
experience.
Job, cash, a lot of things, but go ahead.
I think I learned as much as I taught, and having the chance to go out and like produce some NXT and do that type of stuff helped me cultivate new skills I didn't have before. So when it came to that, I've got nothing but the most positive of things to say. I had a wonderful experience there.
Let's talk a bit about this before we get into King of Trios, because there have been a lot of people from the independent scene who have been called to be guest trainers. And if you're someone like us, one of the listeners, for example, you hear that and, you know, you don't really know exactly what that entails. I mean, from what you very briefly told me there, I mean, you trained, you helped work as a producer, basically an agent, as they used to call it. I guess take us through this from beginning to end. I mean, tell us about how they contacted you, what you expected, and then some of the things that you ended up doing.
Well, I expected giant sacks of money with dollar signs painted on the sides, but I did not get those. Did I mention the free T-shirt? It was a
and the smoothie.
Experience in that. That's right. It was a peach smoothie. So my friend Sarah Del Rey, who works under Matt Bloom down there, had reached out and said, at the time, you know, they had a vacancy on their coaching staff, and they were trying out some people to see who might be a good fit. So I was lucky enough to spend, I think it was 4 or 5 days in the Performance Center proper, and I got to teach all the different classes. I got to run the promo class. I worked with every level. I got to work with the girls. I got to work with the guys. So they really let me cut loose, even watching back the previous week's NXT house shows and kind of critiquing the performances. They really made me feel like one of the staff. And then I got to observe one day of a tryout camp while I was there, which I have to admit, I was really surprised they gave me access to a lot of that. I get to sit in on meetings that I thought, should I really be hearing what you're saying? And then they put me on the road. I got to go out and produce or agent or whatever the proper term might be, help some of the fledgling performers to put things together in a way that would make sense, and try and help the show kind of gel as a composite. All of these things were just really wonderful experiences. They were very trusting of me, very validating. They gave me a chance even to get up in front of the whole NXT crew, and from time to time, I'm known to give a decent pep talk. So they let me get up and do one of my rah-rah speeches in front of all of them. And it was very flattering to be offered the position to come down and be a full-time coach for WWE. But that just doesn't fit in with my lifestyle right now, moving from Philadelphia to Orlando and divesting myself of my other interests in pro wrestling is not a good fit with my life right now. But I'd want to believe that maybe somewhere down the line, that might be a thing I could pursue. I think I'd really enjoy it.
You know, you would know this because, I mean, you've been in the business to some degree since the early 90s, and I'm sure you're well aware of this, but for a long, long time, in WWF, WWE, if you weren't a WWF superstar, I mean, you didn't know how to work. That's just the way that that's what they thought. And there were a lot of guys. I mean, when Chris Jericho came from WCW, I mean, Chris Jericho was awesome. He shows up in WWF, and this guy can't work. What's he doing?
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are. I mean, you were brought in and just given full reign, and you know, it's fascinating to look at how things have changed, at least in the Performance Center. Things may be the same on the main roster, for all I know. But, I mean, at least down in developmental, I mean, they bring in guys from the indies. They're working a very similar style that they worked on the indies. They're using their same names. I mean, you know, some of them are there for a while before they debut in NXT. But, I mean, Keith Lee, straight from the indies, straight to television. I mean, they didn't even give him a retraining period. So it's just amazing how things have changed in this business.
Yeah, it's been a remarkable transformation, and I would have, I mean, if you'd asked me a couple of years back, I would have told you, I will go the entirety of my career, and I will never, ever, ever work for the WWE. It just, I don't fit the mold of the kind of people that they bring in or hire. I mean, maybe I could play a security guard on Monday Night Raw, right? Like, I might get an extra role or something like that, but that would probably be it. I might taste the sweet, sweet catering, and that's going to be the extent of my involvement with the WWE. There is something very pure about what goes on at the Performance Center. And again, you know, I can't speak to what goes on the main roster. I've got some friends up there, but I'm not there experiencing it firsthand myself. I can only speak to what I saw at the PC. And that was that the love of the craft and the passion for it was very plain. And everybody was there to put their best work forward. And I felt very inspired by a lot of the people who I met for the very first time, or seeing people who I'd crossed paths with years ago on the Independent, who had almost entirely reinvented themselves as they're getting prepared to ascend to television. It was a very rewarding experience.
Now, Mike, did you pitch anyone the giant baby accountant gimmick down there? Because I'm telling you, from the podcast, that might have legs. And I wanted to ask you about the podcast, which will probably lead us getting to the book that's on Amazon, too. But I loved that podcast series that you did, and you did end up stopping it. Do you have any thoughts about bringing that back? And what was the reaction to that? Because I, from what everybody had told me that I had talked to about it, they really thought it was great and really well received it. What was the reaction that you got to it, and why did you stop it, and would you bring it back?
Well, thank you for those kind words. Publicly, I feel like I heard virtually no reaction. It seemed like it was difficult to get anybody to even leave a comment or review on the podcast, and yet privately, I've been astonished how many people come up to me like in a hushed tone, and they're like, I listened to all of it. I loved it. Thank you so much. This is what I took away. This is how it changed my career. And I thought, oh, great. Hey, man, where's that iTunes review? I'm glad that people have taken value from it, because I worked very hard on Kayfabe 2.0, which was a podcast kind of, you know, designed for fellow pro wrestlers or people interested in the performative skills that you must learn to be a professional wrestler. I suppose I don't mind giving you this exclusive, guys. There is a season 2 that I've been working on.
Oh.
And it is likely to be coming out in the next 60 to 90 days. It will start to roll out. I was able to wring a few more episodes out just from the seminars I've taught in the past year and realized this was something I would have covered on Kayfabe 2.0. I liked that it was concise and that they were bite-sized episodes, so that you could just listen to one, you know, they run 10 or 12 minutes long, take that information and incorporate it into your match that night. I didn't want it to feel like, hey guys, plant these seeds and years from now, it's going to make you a better performer. Whenever possible, I wanted to bake actionable information into every podcast.
Man, a man after my own heart. Keep it short and simple. Don't right? need to have a 5-hour paper, a 5-hour podcast here. And by the way, everybody, when this 2.0 comes out here, everyone will know to leave your comments on iTunes if you like it.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's starting to work a little bit for the book, at least, because I see on Amazon you've got 11 5-star reviews for 7 Keys to Becoming a Better Performer.
Yeah, it's a great book. We talked about it here.
Fellow wrestlers.
Yeah. How's the book been going? It's I thought it was great.
Well, thank you for that. And that, too, has had a kind of like a similar trajectory. Very privately, I've had people say to me, this convinced me that I needed to throw out my old way of doing things and try things like this, and this is what I've discovered. This is what it led me to, or this new character discovery, or I was able to get a tryout somewhere I thought I never would by following some of these things. Well, awesome. Like, I don't know what better, you know, result I could have hoped for from the book. Because I've written books in the past, you know, and some of them move the audience, some of them do not, quite frankly. But I'm really glad that this one hit home with so many pro wrestlers that I cross paths with. It seems like every weekend somebody pulls me aside and they're like, I got a copy, thank you for this. And the book, too, the point really is be concise. I'm a big fan of Malcolm Gladwell. And something I've noticed about every Gladwell book I've ever read, Outliers, Blink, David and Goliath, is that once he's made his point, he just goes on and on and on. And I thought, I don't want that for my book. I can make these points in very few pages, and it
yes.
will be more powerful if I don't water it down.
Amen. I agree 100%. Let's talk about this King of Trios, by the way. Yeah, let's get concise about King of Trios so we get it all in here. Tell us about this show. Three shows. What am I talking about?
I know, and I can't believe it's only a week away now. 48 wrestlers from around the world. I think the ones that people are buzzing the most about include the Nexus reunion has certainly captured some attention. Mighty Molly making her Chikara debut. She told me she's wrestled outside of the WWE almost sparingly, if not at all, in the past decade. So I'm so excited to see her. She was a friend of mine back in the 90s, when she, long before I guess she was Miss Madness. Is that who she was on WCW?
Mona.
Miss Madness Mona.
Right.
1999.
She got scooped up. I used to see her in the New Jersey and Delaware indies all the time. So what a thrill it is to have my old friend back. PCO reprising Jean-Pierre Lafitte as part of a pirate trio that's also got Ray Buccaneero from CMLL and
Katie Lee Virchel's
like maybe my secret favorite thing ever. And like a couple really exciting debuts. We have six of the hottest wrestlers from Australia, and that scene has really caught fire in the last year. So I'm excited that we get to present them. The North American debut of the Tokyo Joshi Pro Girls.
That's
the
awesome.
Sister organization to DDT. These girls are blow away. I cannot wait for our audience to get to see them. The guys coming from Spain, from all over. It's like a big cornucopia. It's like a buffet of wrestling styles, and I just can't wait. It's only a week away at the Palmer Center in Easton, PA. You can see all the teams and grab your tickets at kingoftrios.com.
Hey, Brian, Miyu Yamashita is going to be your new favorite wrestler.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
She is astonishing.
Kingoftrios.com is the place to go. I don't know how much you want to talk about this, but it's an interesting question for me. I asked Max about this. He had no idea. So this is all in weekend, and you're also running King of Trios. And my question to him, and you don't have to answer with specifics, but just in let's just general, has all in weekend, do you find, let's just put it this way, would you have preferred to not run on all in weekend, or is the indie scene so hot that the very ability to sell out 10,000 tickets for all in has boosted, like, wrestling everywhere, and King of Trios, despite being on that weekend, is actually doing better than you expected?
No, I would not say that is my case. I don't think that's the case for us at all, to be quite honest. You know, Labor Day weekend had always been King of Trios weekend going back, I don't know, maybe 7 years, give or take. And I remember chatting at the top of the year with Nick of the Young Bucks about what they were kind of planning. And they had a couple dates in mind. They seemed kind of sure it was going to be in Chicago, but nothing was really finalized. And it all seemed very up in the air. And I thought, well, I'm just, you know, we're trucking along like usual. We always run this three-day thing over Labor Day weekend. And I suspect, like many people, it would have been difficult to gauge accurately in advance what the interest in All In, you know, as a WWE alternative would be. But those guys, you know, obviously, right, they're all Ring of Honor guys or New Japan contract, whatever their deal is. Like, they have done such a great job of presenting the WWE alternative that it's really captured a lot of people's attention. The fact that it happens to be the same weekend as King of Trios, I think to an extent has caused some of what we put together to be overlooked, because we got a pretty awesome tournament, I don't mind telling you. I don't mean that begrudgingly, because those guys all happen to be friends of mine. I was thrilled to see how fast it sold out. I was just gobsmacked by it.
I think we all were. We'll actually stand by. We'll pick it up right after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervivi, and Mike Quackenbush here. We've got a little time to plug some Chikara, King of Trios, and more. The floor is yours, Mike.
Thank you. Yep, the biggest tournament in all of pro wrestling is 1 week away. 48 professional wrestlers from across the cosmos are headed to the Palmer Center in Easton, PA, and you can be part of it. Be there for the Nexus reunion, for the Chikara debut of Mighty Molly, PCO is Jean-Pierre Lafitte, the Tokyo Joshi Pro Girls, and so much more. You can see all the teams. You can get your tickets. All the info is at kingoftrios.com. And this is something we're going to be doing for the very first time. If you can't be with us, but you want to make sure you don't miss out on anything, the complete both DVD and Blu-ray sets will be going up for pre-order, so the moment they are actually finished, we'll be shipping them to you. That's going to go up Monday on our site, chikarapro.com. If you're a professional wrestler, you're looking to start your career, or you've been at it for a while, I would like to recommend my latest book, 7 Keys to Becoming a Better Performer, a book for fellow pro wrestlers, is up on Amazon.com. They'll send you a physical copy, or you'll have a digital one delivered to you instantly on your mobile device. If you like your learning a little more hands-on, I'm presenting a master class weekend, November 3 and 4, at my Wrestle Factory in Philly. You'll see me tweeting about it all the time online. I'm at Mike Quackenbush.
At Mike Quackenbush. We are totally out of time, Mike. I want to thank you as always. We're out of here, everybody. Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.